Let's go.
Broadcasting live.
From Virgin Radio HQ.
Dubai Media City.
To the UAE. Chris Fade. And this is how it goes. Come on, Pretty Malik.
Say it, Rossi. Say it.
And Big Rossi.
Chris Fade is my everything.
Oh!
With the biggest stars.
Hi.
Hey, yo, what's poppin'?
The Chris Fade Show.
The biggest prizes.
50,000 dirhams cash on that pop quiz.
You're kidding!
And the biggest hits.
The Chris Fade Show, live on Virgin Radio 104.4.
In 3, 2, 1, go.
Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live at 6 o'clock, Monday, April 27th. 22nd, should I say. We are back. We are dry. The roads are looking fantastic across Dubai. Good morning. Good morning, Pretty Malik.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rossi.
Good morning.
Good morning, Basma.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nala, off this week. I mean, she has more vacations than anyone that I've ever heard of, this girl.
Yeah.
This girl is never here. How does she still sustain a job? I don't understand.
She has the same days that we do.
Where is she?
Well, what did you want to do? Have her lose 6 days of vacation?
Only because I miss her. It's the 22nd, as I mentioned. How are we this morning? What are we doing? How are the roads? Could you tell us? I mean, my drive into work was normal.
Yes, I was on Sheikh Zayed Road yesterday. That looks normal. I think Sheikh Zayed Road between Dubai and Abu Dhabi is now open, but there's still closures for sure.
So where are you? Yeah, I want to know. I want to know where you guys are. There's no one better than you that's sitting in the traffic or seeing some water ponds or puddles, or maybe you're not seeing it. Actually, even if you're not seeing anything, like if it is a good run, could you let us know? I just want to map out the country again, like we've been doing the last couple of days. But yeah, like WhatsApp us or call us on 048715544. Just tell me where you're at right now across the country, and just tell me if it's good or not. Like, that's really what we need to know. We'll map it out. But I would say that most of the city is pretty good right now. What a crazy last week that was, huh?
It's like a dream, wasn't it?
It's just crazy. I mean, it's good to see that a lot of the roads haven't cleared up. A lot of the communities are starting to get cleared up as well.
What was weird was driving in today, like, because there was no water on the roads.
Yeah.
That felt weird.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm. Like, I wasn't trying to avoid a puddle here or go this way or go that. I was just driving. I was like, oh, this is weird.
When I went out yesterday to go see you.
Yep.
I was like, I for a second, my brain didn't know what to do because I wasn't sure what's open, what's not open, because we've been living like that for like the past 5 days, right? Yep. But it was nice to see that a lot of the major arteries of Dubai, at least, are now open.
I'm just looking at Rossi.
Why are you staring at him?
Because he's just on the phone. I don't know what he's doing. I just wanted to know what he was doing.
On the phone at the same time as doing the show. I can do two things at once, you see.
No, you couldn't. We were looking at you. You didn't know what was going on. This is a big thing. Stop typing. Just concentrate.
I'm not going to stop now because you're telling me to. Now I don't want to stop.
Ross, stop typing.
No.
Concentrate. Be on the show.
I don't want to stop now. You're telling me to stop.
Be part of the movement.
I don't like being told what to do. I'm sorry. I'm going to carry on.
I'm not telling you. I'm asking.
I'm going to carry on typing.
I'm just asking, Ross.
I'm sorry. I can't.
Where are your glasses?
I've lost them.
You're kidding me.
Yesterday.
Are you kidding me?
Lost them. Pair of sunglasses and glasses, lost them.
How
I had a lot going on. I was looking after the baby on my own.
He's lying.
Took him out for lunch. And
so
I had loads of stuff.
You were driving with your baby and you didn't have your glasses on?
Yeah, but I don't think I really need them for glasses.
Yes, you do.
It's more reading.
Gosh. Anyway, I wanted to talk to you later on the show. Wednesday's a big day. Everton versus Liverpool.
Oh, is it happening?
Yeah, Everton versus Liverpool. The derby's back.
Yeah, you're going to watch it?
Yeah, 100%.
It's 11 o'clock kickoff.
No, you're not.
Is it? That's such a bad time.
So that means Thursday, I'm going to take off.
Yeah, we should take Thursday off, actually.
No, I think
we should take Thursday off.
Yeah.
So I don't have to hear about it.
Okay, so there's more of that coming up. So what do we got? Man United versus Man City. Is that the final?
Final.
Is that like? Is that the big game that's happening?
Oh, is that the... Were you talking about Manchester United? Did they beat Coventry last night?
Yeah, in the FA Cup.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, so the FA Cup final.
They're through to the final. Okay.
Yeah, so, all right. We've got, you're in 16th position. We're in second position, Liverpool. So we'll be talking football this week.
You're tied top now.
Are we tied top?
Yeah. Mm.
Oh, wow. I thought we were in second position.
You're level on points with Arsenal. You both have 74
my brother's team.
Because you beat Fulham.
Okay, so listen, this week on the show, I just want to fill you in what's going on. We're going to give away this trip to Japan today. We've got the pop quiz coming up, which is worth 10,000 dirhams cash and a bunch of other stuff, all right? Let's have some fun. Let's try to sort of ease our way back into normality as well. I think that's important to do so. So I do want to do the Pick My Hit segment where you help us choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. I would love you to be the first caller of the day. Give me a call right now. 04871-5544. All right, give me a call right now. Let's get you on the show. Help us choose that next song. And, I mean, just find out what you're doing, all right?
Yeah.
04871-5544. Call us.
Pick My Hits.
All right. Maymoon is with us. Hello, Maymoon.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, superstar you. What's going on? Tell us, firstly, are you safe? Is everything okay around you?
No, in Abu Dhabi, everything is fine. Yeah. I'm just going to Khalifa Park at the moment, so the roads are good to go.
Yeah, I like it. You guys in the capital were like, what's going on with these guys?
I know.
We're like, fine here. Like, I mean, it rained, we had a little bit of floods. We're like, you guys, what, are you overreacting? Like, what's going on? I'm glad it was safe and sound in the capital for most of last week. I hope you didn't. I'm so happy that you guys didn't have to experience sort of like what we were going through, especially in Dubai and Sharjah, right? Like, it was really heavy. Maymoon, what do you do for work that gets you up so early?
Actually, I work in a real estate. My work is at 8, but I always go early.
Oh, look at you.
Just proving yourself to all the other employees. Everybody's like, be more like Maymoon. Get there early. Listen, we need your help. So we need you to help choose the next song that gets played on Virgin Radio. I'm so grateful you called. So thank you so much. But you're going to hear three songs. Do we play Nala's?
Yeah.
All right. So you're going to hear four songs, even though Nala's on vacation. We'll play it for her. And then you have to choose just one of the songs. That's all you have to do, okay?
I will do that.
All right, here we go right now. Nala, we're going up with
Nala first.
So, Nala, what song do you want to hear?
He loves doing that.
Oh, no.
Taylor Swift, Love Story version.
Taylor's version.
Fuck you, Nala.
Why are you always saying part of me?
It's a love story.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, Nala. Pretty, what would you like?
I'm going to go with an old school. This is Flo Rida, T-Pain, Low.
The whole club is looking at her.
She hit the floor. Next thing you know, shorty got low, 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 low. The baggy sweatpants and the Reeboks with the
sweat. Yeah, good song.
It's a great song.
Okay. Rossi, what would you like?
After this last week, I think this is a perfect song. Times Like These by the Foo Fighters, the acoustic version.
It's times like these, learn to live again. It's times like these, you give and give again. It's times like these, you learn to love again. It's times like...
All right, and finally, I think you're going to love this one. It's Shakira, Waka Waka, Maymoon.
Waka Waka.
This time for Africa.
All right, they're your options right there. Which one do you want, Maymoon?
Choose Pretty Malik song.
Wow.
Yes! I love you, Maymoon.
That was like an old one.
Yes, I love you.
Just wanted to hype you up, you know?
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Maymoon, where are you from?
I'm from Somalia.
My song's Africa.
You can't do this every time you lose.
My song is Africa. And you chose Flo Rida Low.
It's okay.
I thought the line... Can I be happy? This is not about you right now,
It
pretty.
Is. I won.
I chose the song, and remarkably before Maymoon was on
hold. Are you sure?
Yeah, I didn't even know.
Yeah.
It wasn't until... So I thought to myself, oh my gosh, The world has really looked after me. I've randomly selected a song, which is Wako Afri. This is Africa.
Yeah. Right.
And we've got Maimoun from Somalia within Africa. I thought to myself, thank you. They're going to let you in.
Yeah, pretty much. I had a good time for this time.
Good memories.
Cool. Well,
I know, Maimoun.
I'm more African than you, it seems, right now.
Oh. Just stop, dude. You're annoying.
I had pride in this song.
You're being annoying.
Well,
stop
this
it.
This is Africa.
Stop it.
I was so, like, ready to, like...
Stop guilting her.
No, I'm not guilting her. It's just, you know, you have a great day.
Maimoun, you're amazing. I love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys for
this. Wow. Enjoy the song. Turn it up!
Wow. Could have been playing Africa right now, but instead we've got this. Flo Rida, Low, Great, Virgin, wow. T-Pain, Low. Yep. Could have played Africa there for someone.
Still talking about
from
it.
From someone from Africa. I mean, that's like someone choosing a song like, I don't know, Men at Work, I Come from the Land Down Under, an Australian song, and then I choose... No, I don't know. That really blew my mind.
I think it's played too often.
Flo Rida, Low is played all the time.
Nah.
What's the point update? That was a double point Monday. That was a big loss for me.
So Rossi and Nala are still on zero. Chris, you're in the lead with 6, and I'm on 4.
Guys, I'm so disappointed. Really am.
Wow.
So I'm thinking about, like, just leaving the game.
Okay.
You know what would be a funny thing now if Chris was not to be picked again? That would be a funny running joke.
That's Rossi trying to implement that on the show so no one ever picks me.
Yep.
No, I'll just back out. I'll just be like Everton.
Taking my ball and going home, are you?
I'll be relegated. I'm happy to be relegated like Everton.
We're not going
to
be relegated. We'll talk about that later.
Relegated Everton. Do ask you again, guys, if you are anywhere and you've got us on, could you send me a WhatsApp? Just tell us how the roads are. We're mapping out the country again. We're pretty good. The guys have just done a remarkable job over the weekend. I know they have not stopped working 24/7. So if you're in an area that is looking good, like JVC area, I'd love to know, Sports City, Jebel Ali, Discovery Gardens around Dubai. We know Abu Dhabi's clear. Parts of Sharjah are now completely, they're open and ready to go. But where in Sharjah is still there some floods? I would like to help just get some areas to avoid possibly this morning, or places to say go to. So if you can just send me a WhatsApp, you don't have to talk to us on the radio. Just send me a WhatsApp, 04-871-5544. Tell me where we're at. You know, I've got Mira Oasis and Al Kudra Road is okay, which is great.
Oh, that's good.
That was...
affected, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, Chris, but Somali people don't consider themselves... Oh, can I not say that?
I don't know if it's like getting...
Is that political?
I don't know.
In the continent of Africa, right? So
yeah, oh, I don't want to get into
let's
it
just, yeah, let's just not, offend people.
I don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah.
I want to always be the most least offensive person.
But we want to be educated. That's all.
Yeah, I would like to know why, if you're from Somalia, you don't...
But is that person from Somalia the one who sent the message? Who's speaking on behalf of the people of Somalia? Exactly.
I don't want to be stereotypical right now.
Yeah. So let's not say it.
things are tough. I'm going to Google that one.
Yeah, Google
I'm
that one.
Google, see what Google says.
I think Google's.
Okay, but yes.
Ooh, I'll kill. Clear.
Clear.
That's good.
Oh, that's great. That's a big road that we need to clear. So, yeah, tell us where you are across the country. Again, I don't need to call. I won't call you if you don't want us to be on the radio. I just want to know where you're at and how it's going. Here we go. We've got a lot of coming in now. Abu Shagara still flooded everywhere. Al-Wada, Dubai, Sharjah still flooded in parts. That's from Neil. All right, so Abu Shagara, just be careful there, guys. We've still got floods in that area. Sports City is okay. We're getting told from Vim. Some sand still to be cleared, but it's looking good. Hesse Junction moving as well. Okay, that's great.
Etihad Road is still closed in Sharjah.
Okay, yeah. Al-Wahda Road towards Dubai is still blocked from Sharjah. So it looks like we've still got some heavy blockages from Sharjah to Dubai. Just be wary. Consistency is what he's all about. Here he is. Welcome back.
Get your water, Kristen.
Go away. There you go. Nothing to do with my water.
There's your water, sir.
Nothing to do with my water. He's trying to pretend he was getting me water.
Disappeared. Getting your water. It's there on the side.
Disappeared. Hey, you know, you reposted a video of yourself in the snow. You were in the snow at a club, nightclub, partying outside in the snow.
That was Fatboy Slim.
Oh my gosh, you serious?
Yeah, did you think our hats look the same?
You go to his Instagram, go to Rossi's Instagram stories,
okay.
And go and look at, he's reposted a story. Man, you look exactly like Fatboy Slim from behind.
How do you know?
This is Fatboy Slim, because the video of him, does that not look like it's Rossi?
And the shirt.
I know, I thought that was wrong. I thought it was old footage of Rossi in the snow at Corfeval, what does he call it?
Corfeval.
I thought you were like partying up still.
It is so you. Oh my gosh, that's so Rossi.
It's so Rossi. Can we put that up? Like, it's unbelievable. The you and Fatboy Slim, the same person, same hair, same body, same shirt.
I wish I was the same as him.
You just want the same bank account. That's all you want, right?
He's a legend.
We're live. This is the Chris Fade Show. Good morning across the UAE. Let's talk about just real quickly the roads once again. Dubai pretty much looking good. There are still some areas, though, within communities in Dubai that are still blocked. All right. I'm getting a few messages here. Palmera 1 and 2. Trucks are in progress there, pumping out around the ranches. Rossi, you went out to Arabella, which I know was a community that was hit so hard.
Yeah, it's still really bad down there. Lots of the roads are closed off.
They've got the guys out with the pumps. If you can imagine all the pumps just coming out and just taking out all the water. Oh, man, I saw a house yesterday. I was driving around, and I was going down the back street of a street.
Yeah.
And there were some pumps there, and what was happening was it was this big villa, and he had a basement built. So some of these villas have basements underneath. They've got their car parks underneath the house,
yes,
right?
Yes.
The entire basement was flooded. So I don't know how many cars this guy had down there.
Yeah.
But they had these trucks. It was crazy. I mean, well done to everyone getting involved. They were pumping out the water from the basement onto the road.
Yeah.
And then there was another truck pumping it from the road into the sand.
Oh my god!
Do you know what I mean? It was like this domino effect. But I just thought, my gosh.
Well, it's funny you say that about the garages, because there's some underground parking by my house in Manara, right? The water was full to the ceiling.
Yeah, of the car park. That's how much water we received, huh?
So full to the ceiling.
Yeah, people didn't realize that's how much water that we received. I think internationally people didn't even realize,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Mudong flood is reducing, we've been told, which is great. That's from Jad. Now, Mudong was one of the hardest hit areas as well, where that Arabella area is. So it is reducing. I know I spoke to the Dubai municipality yesterday. That was one of their key concerns as well, was getting out there. So they're doing what they're doing. Well done to everybody involved, and thank you so much. Do take it easy. 311 still closed, Sharjah bound, Maktoum Street from the roundabout. Jonathan has just What's up to us as well.
Yeah.
If you see anything on the roads, good or bad, like if it is free flowing, let us know. If it's not, let us know. Just WhatsApp us a text. 04-871-5544. We've got our pop quiz coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If you missed it, I want to recap what happened last week, because it was so beautiful.
Love it.
getting messages coming in nonstop, and I appreciate it. Keep us updated on the roads. We are back for a Monday. Schools are officially back. However, you do have the option of staying home if you like, if you're still flooded around your area.
That's right.
Dubai looking so good, as is Abu Dhabi. Some flooded still parts around Sharjah, and there are some communities still here in Dubai that have still been hit. Mm-hmm. Our thoughts and prayers with you, but thank you to everybody involved who have just got this city and got this country back up again, right? I wouldn't even know where to start.
Absolutely.
Where would you start? And they've got it done. It's unbelievable. Okay. I'm going to change the topic right here. I want to go somewhere completely different.
Okay,
right?
Tell me.
I mean, this story, when I heard that, I was like, is this really, really happening in 2024? But ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the AI. It's all AI related. All right. The world's first beauty pageant for AI women have been announced. This is not a joke. The Miss AI contest will see computer-generated women facing off on each other. They will face off in tests of beauty, technology, social media clout, with a grand prize of $20,000. It's called the FanView Miss AI pageant. We'll see AI-generated women go head-to-head in front of a panel of judges, guys. There'll be judges there, including two AI influencers.
What?
To enter the competition, you only need to submit an AI-generated image of a woman and provide answers to the list of questions. These questions range from what would be your one dream to make the world a better place, to technical details of AI use. The online award ceremony will take place next month in May. AI-generated beauty pageants, people, have we lost it?
Yeah.
I think it's weird and kind of creepy.
I mean, we do animal pageants.
Well, what do you mean?
Huh?
What do you mean?
Like dog pageants.
Yeah, but it's an actual thing.
What do you mean?
Like it's an actual dog that you're
AI is
at.
Real, isn't
it's
it?
It's not real.
It's not real?
It's computer generated. I just think it's kind of creepy.
It is. I'll tell you what's also creepy. The people who have got AI girlfriends and boyfriends, you know, the humans. Have you heard of these type of people?
Yeah, marrying AI women.
Yeah.
Marrying an AI man.
It's just like, who is... like,
who are we to judge, guys? Who are we to judge, all right?
Like, thinking about this, like, who is creating this AI woman?
A company? You know?
It's just weird. I think the whole thing is weird.
But do you think there's going to be a time in our lives where AI, like... I mean, AI is obviously getting more and more useful.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm sure, and I think there's probably some wonderful uses for AI.
Oh, I used it yesterday for my brother's birthday.
To get a message.
Yeah, so I sent my brother a message. First, I asked AI, write a 150-word message to my younger brother telling him how much he means to me and how special he is to me, and just wish him a happy birthday. So within 3 seconds, AI replies with, happy birthday, little bro. Your presence in my life is just an incredible gift. You bring so much joy and laughter and warmth, so not only to me, but my entire family. Your kindness, curiosity, and your unique perspective inspires me every day. You are special in so many ways. I feel incredibly lucky to have you as my younger brother.
Did he fall for it?
May your birthday be filled with love, fun, and unforgettable moments. Here's to many more adventures together, little man. Little brother, enjoy your special day. Happy birthday.
See, like, I would be tearing up if I received that from my sister. Well, and then if she were to tell me that it's AI, I'd be so angry.
Well, I didn't say anything. I just sent that first, right? And then he replies with, like, have you used AI to write this or something? Because this is totally not you.
Yeah, he knows
and then I sent him the AI picture. I'm like, yeah, it was AI.
Do you know AI is so good these days? You can do everything with it. Like, you know, some people, like people I know, one guy.
Yeah.
He used it.
It's a joke. That's coming.
There's no joke.
Oh, okay. I thought he was talking about himself. I thought this was a story about himself.
No, it's not. It's a friend of mine.
It's him. This is him.
Yeah, go. It's not me.
Go.
It's not. No, he used it once to write a resignation letter, but this friend of mine. Honestly?
No, he didn't.
He did? Yeah, it's crazy.
No wonder. Like,
yeah. He used it, he gave it in. It was crazy, honestly.
Oh my gosh.
It was so crazy.
There we go. That's Rossi. That's Rossi for you. All right, I've just asked AI how to get out of this radio break.
Oh, okay.
Welcome back, folks. As we wrap up this break, remember that life is a song. Make sure to dance to the rhythm of your dream. Stay tuned for more great music, great engaging conversations ahead. We'll dive back into some commercials now, but we'll be back soon.
Wow. It's not still bad. A lot of work to do.
Sounds like most of the presenters around here. Hit me with the free. Money.
Yeah. The Chris Faye Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
10K Pop Quiz?
Pop
on Virgin Radio, powered by Rack Bank.
Let's get it.
Well, after last Friday, we gave away 10,000 dirhams cash to Monique, who's given it to Melissa, who needs it. I love that. People that don't even know each other helping each other out, which I think is absolutely beautiful. It's beautiful.
It is. It's gorgeous, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
All right. So, listen, let's see what we get today. Pop quiz. 10,000 dirhams cash could be yours with Rack Bank Alberto. You got through.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, legend. How are you, bro?
I'm doing good. Right. Back to normal.
Yeah, whereabouts do you live?
In Arjan. Near
Arjan, okay.
Did it get hit by those floods?
Yes, but the situation is quite good.
Good, yeah. The guys have done a great job over the last 72 hours, just nonstop.
Trying,
working,
right?
Working, all of them pumping them out. Some guys haven't slept, so well done. Thank you to everyone involved. Alberto, what do you do for work?
I'm a project manager for manufacturing company.
All right, bro. Well, listen, let's try to get you some cash right now. You know the deal. 10 questions, 60 seconds. Are you ready to win?
Yes.
All right. He's ready to take our money. Let's see how he goes. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time starts right now. Which American pop band was originally called Kara's Flowers?
Yes.
Who is the author of the Lord of the Rings books?
Tolkien.
Full name?
J.J. Tolkien. J.R. Tolkien. Sorry.
Who sings the songs Lose Yourself and Without Me?
Eminem.
What is the name of the longest river in Africa?
Nile.
Who plays the Green Goblin in the 2018 Spider-Man movie No Way Home?
Us.
Who plays the character of Walter White in the series Breaking Bad?
Pass.
What is the name of the school that Harry Potter attends?
Hogwarts.
In the television series Friends, what is Ross's surname?
Pass.
Who stars as Elvis's manager, Colonel Tom Parker, in the 2022 movie Elvis?
Pass.
Who sings the songs That's Not How It Works and See You Again? Time is up. You've walked away with 400 dirhams cash, Alberto. Well done.
That's great. Thank you very much, guys.
You're welcome, brother. Not a bad start to a Monday, right? Getting free money, just giving to you.
Yeah, my son is the one who keeps on insisting on calling, and he's happy to be in the show here with me.
Nah, I love that. My dad and son are in the car on the way to school. I like that. Maroon 5 are known as Kara's Flowers. William Dafoe was the Green Goblin. Bryan Cranston loved him in Breaking Bad. Ross Geller. We all know it.
Yep.
Tom Hanks played Elvis's manager and Charlie Puth sings those songs. Thanks so much, man. What's your son's name?
Zeno.
What is it?
Zeno, Z-E-N-O.
Zeno. Nice name, man. Zeno in the house. Thank you, brother, for listening with Dad. Listen, the pop quiz returns tomorrow, 7:10. It's our Recovery Monday. It's a new week. Well done to everybody involved over the cleanup. Dubai looking great. Abu Dhabi looking fantastic as well. Sharjah looking a lot better. Still some issues, though, in Sharjah, mm-hmm. in some of the communities that we're getting reports of as well. They will chip away as they do. It mustn't be easy. It mustn't be easy being stranded. When the floods, I used to live in a house. I used to live in Al-Quds, right?
Yeah.
I used to live in Al-Quds 1. That was where I used to live for 7 years before I moved. And where I lived was a street that, my house was at the bottom end of a little hill.
So it dipped, right? Your house.
So anytime we got a decent amount of rain, it would flood.
And it wasn't just like a small thing.
What we've experienced over the last few days, where I had water come into the full first level of my house. And
wow.
I empathize with a lot of the people that have gone through this over the last 4 to 5 days, because it's not fun. Obviously, you lose your property, but at the same time, it's just trying to get back to normality, trying to get the help, trying to get the municipalities to come out, and it's just it's it's not an easy thing to go through as a family, like when you've got kids involved. So I understand what a lot of people are going through. And, you know, I apologize, you know, but it's out of our hands. It was, as we say, Mother Nature that put it through. But I know for a fact, I spoke directly to the Dubai municipality heads over the weekend. I know they're pushing all they possibly can, and they've done a fantastic job over the last few days getting out there. There was no weekend for anybody. I know that there are still some communities that are going through issues in Sharjah. So, you know, we're trying to get the message out to those guys as well, but they're working as hard as they can as well. So it's going to take time. That's all it is. Time is going to heal what was hurt and what was damaged over the time, over the last 4 to 5 days. But if you're in a good position, be grateful for what you've got right now. A lot of roads are open, as you can see. The roads we can see are a lot busier than they were last week, which is a good sign. That update, pretty. What have we got right now? Let's get through that comprehensive traffic update.
Okay, so 611 right now still closed behind Mudan. I'm looking at the traffic from Town Square going towards Sports City, Motor City.
Okay.
It's just backed up. It's your regular traffic trying to get out, which I think is a good sign. You know, if you look at it, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road right now is open. The only place it's closed is Sharjah bound from Dubai South until Expo 2020. But you do have delays coming out of Sharjah, and that is because Etihad Road still has closures if you're trying to get in and out of Sharjah. Okay. So a lot of people are going to be using Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road and Emirates Road. If you're trying to get between Dubai and Abu Dhabi, E11 is now open.
That's good.
Which is good news. So you can actually get between Abu Dhabi and Dubai.
All right. If you want to go to our Instagram page, Chris Fade Show, we've got a full comprehensive traffic update on Instagram right now, along with the RTA and the Metro. So just check it out. Share it if you possibly can as well. Let's get the messages out and about. Bilal just says, I came from the Palm to Deira just now. Not a drop of water on the road.
Great.
All cleared. Well done. For the three of us, getting into work was easy. It was normal. There was no water on the roads.
Yeah.
Nothing at all. It actually felt weird that I was driving into work and I couldn't see any water on the roads.
Yeah.
Again, well done to everybody involved helping the country get back to how it was. Abu Dhabi looking absolutely fine. Most of Dubai looking great. There are still a few communities that are getting their waters drained as we speak. Sharjah looking a lot better. Some communities, though, in Sharjah needing some desperate help as well, which they're getting,
like Abu Shagara, yeah.
And we're with you every step of the way. Whatever we can do to help, please let us know. This is what we're doing right now. There are many companies, as the UAE and what we do, we get together and we help when we need it. There are many companies trying to do all they can to help each other out, right? Helping you out. Maybe you know a family that lost their house or lost parts of their house, furniture, TVs, electronics. Maybe they couldn't get food for the week. Cafes, restaurants, businesses all wanting to help each other out. I've got a list of companies that are helping people out right now, and I thought we'll just run through that on the show. I think it's a really, really cool thing to do.
Yeah.
If you know of a business or a company, or maybe it's your own, and you're doing things to give back to the community, yeah, you can call me right now, and we'll get you on the show. 04-871-5544.
I'll go first.
Go.
Fibber McGee's.
Oh, that's such your business. Like, that's such a Rossi.
I like it.
Yeah,
it's such a little like home away from home.
Yeah,
they're offering people like a free meal and drink. If you need one, you can go down there.
That's great. So that's Fibber McGee's. Where is that located at?
It's down on Shakeside Road. You'll see a Zoom on the service road. It's located behind there, not far from the Crown Plaza.
The guys at Easy Trucks UAE on Instagram, they're removalists. These guys are great. I think I've used them. They're doing a storage deal right now.
That's good.
So, because a lot of you need to store your items, because obviously with the floods going upon us, they're doing 50% off and your first 3 months of storage free. All right.
That's
plus,
good.
You get free insurance and free locks.
That's good.
So you got 50% off your first 3 months of storage, which I think is great. So that's called Easy Truck UAE.
There are a lot of companies that are working in collaboration with the Dubai Land Department as well to offer free services. I'm talking about developers, whether it's pest control, alternative accommodation, et cetera, et cetera. I know Emar came out to say that. Nikhil is doing the same. So that's good to hear as well.
Okay. Lisa, yeah, it's not your company, but you volunteer for one that's helping out. What is it?
Hey, good morning. Yeah, Petsville in DIP, they're offering 7 nights complimentary boarding for animals that have been affected, so families with their animals. You know, if families have to move into their friends or a hotel and they can't take their beloved animals, they're offering up to 7 days stay.
Okay, so amazing. That's where your dogs are there, aren't they, Pretty? Do you ever take your dogs to Petville?
Yeah, sometimes they go there for daycare, yeah.
Okay. And Rossi, yours as well? Okay, so that's Petville. If you've got the animals that need to be looked after, please get in contact with them as well. I put things on my Instagram yesterday. I got a good amount of people doing stuff as well. let's run through some of these. This is from Mona. Insurance specialist in Dubai. I provide insurance services if anyone needs any help. She's given her number, but her name is Mona Haddad on Instagram, if you're interested in that. We're also looking at the likes of individuals that are just wanting to help no matter where you are. Anonymous is on the phone right now. Anonymous, tell me how you want to help.
Hi. No, actually, there's a Palestinian restaurant called Mama Ish. I'm sure you've heard of it. They are offering free meals, free drinks to anyone who needs it. And they were actually also offering to come out and help people where they could.
Of
it's course. On their Instagram page as well.
All right. Do you work with them at all or no?
No.
Okay. Awesome stuff. Thanks for relaying
love
that.
Mama Ish.
Yeah, it's a great organization. We love it. I've got here from Nadia says, Premier Inn Hotels are doing a special rate right now for residents only. 5 nights if you need to get out of your house, which I think is fantastic. There's a Estee Hotel Dubai, quote unquote, the Etisalat Hotel, a special low rate for 1 month as well. Ahmed, you own a bunch of companies. You want to offer some services. Is that right?
Good morning, Chris. Good morning, everyone. So we have a call center company called Tafasil BBO, and we run the largest contact center in UAE with 1,500 employees. So I don't know what sort of services I could help, but I could provide call center services for companies who are providing others or for the government or whomever wants call center services will be more than happy to help.
That's awesome, man. Appreciate that. Okay, so if anyone is needing a call center service, which I think is exactly what in times like this we may need.
Because there's an influx of inquiries.
Of calls, yeah. What's your company called, Ahmed?
It's called Tafasil BPO.
How do you spell that? Could you spell that for me?
It is Tafasil.
Tafasil.
Okay, man. Ahmed, thank you so much, man. Appreciate you calling in. Andrea, we're looking at companies helping other people out. It's a community here in the UAE. What's the business and how can you help?
Hi, Chris. Morning, everybody. We're Snack Finder, and the floods have damaged and impacted so many people's homes, but a lot of people don't know where to start and what exactly needs fixing. So we'll come in and offer a discount for those who have been impacted by the floods. And this report that we can provide you will help you understand what really needs to be fixed. And I think some developers now are also offering free maintenance and fixing for the damages that were caused by floods.
Cool. What's the business name again and how do we find you on Instagram?
It's Snag Finder, and it's Snag Finder on Instagram.
All right, Snag Finder. Good luck, and thank you, Andrea, for that as well, giving discounts as well. So there's a lot going on. Just be wary. For many of us right now, you're driving. You're like, oh, this doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
Just be grateful. Be grateful that it did not get you. It did not get you. There are still communities and families that are still suffering. So we are with you every step of the way. Quickly, Abhishek, what's up, man?
Hey, man. Good morning. What's going on?
With what?
The whole situation. Just a quick one. I wanted to double check with you guys if you have any updates on Dubai Metro. Has it been restored 100% or where are we at?
The Metro right now looking really, really good. There are a few little issues though.
Okay, so it is not stopping at On Passive, Equity, Mushrek, or Energy. And I believe by Al Khail Station, you will be asked to take another bus after that. So the red line is operational, but obviously there are some stations that are just not operating right now.
Green Line's good to go though, right? Green Line's good to go.
I don't see any other update on Green Line, but I think it's constantly changing. So Abhishek, I would recommend just trying to plan ahead and allowing yourself extra time.
I just saw some footage. I saw some footage out of it. It is busy right now at the Metro. I mean, it looks like a New York City train station subway right now.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
So just take some extra time, okay, Abhishek?
Will do. Thanks a lot, Chris.
All right, brother. Just real quickly before we get back into the music, Lee has been on hold here. Lee, you want to help our people as well if they've lost their cars, is that right?
Yeah, good morning, Chris.
Morning, brother. Tell us what you're doing real quickly.
Yeah, just if you've been impacted and lost your vehicle in the floods, just drop me an email and we'll give a 50% discount on our daily and hourly car hire. We're Yaldi.
Oh, okay, that's very cool. So it's called Yaldi, Y-A-L-D-I, is that right?
Correct, yeah.
All right, hit up.
Drop me an email, Lee. LEE@yaldi.ae, and we'll get you back on the road.
All right, there we go. He's offering a 50% discount on car rentals if you're out of a car. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. That's Lee at Yaldi. Ye at Yaldi. Thanks again, bro.
Virgin Radio 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, give me some goss, Pretty. What have you got?
The Spice Girls had a mini reunion at Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday party in London. It was really cute.
I thought that was old footage. Was that new?
Yeah,
that's
new.
I love that.
So it was all of them, and they were kind of like lip-syncing and performing to Stop, which was really cute. So if you want to see that, it's on David Beckham's Instagram.
Can I just hear a bit of it? Thank you. I love that. They all look so good, by the way.
Yeah, they
do. The Spice Girls. Just do a world tour, please.
Critics are divided on Taylor Swift's brand new double album, The Tortured Poets Department. Some have called it underwhelming. Some say it's lyrically amazing. This is the best thing we've ever heard.
I would say underwhelming for me.
You've heard it all, Pretty. You went through like all 30 songs. What do you think? Nala's not here to defend it.
Swifties don't come for me. I think she's a genius and I love everything about her. However, I think I was more on the underwhelmed part of the...
I was looking for a hit. There was no hits on there.
Well, the first single is with Post Malone. It's called Fortnite. That's the name of the first single. This is the vibe of the whole album. I think it's beautiful. I think lyrically she's... phenomenal.
Taylor Swift's probably at a stage in her career where she can do anything. She can put out anything and it will be fine.
Yeah.
It's like a comedian when they're the best in the bit, like the best stand-up comedians in the world. They get to a point where they can just get on stage and do nothing.
Yeah.
And people are still like, ah, he's so funny.
That's true.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's still good, but it's not the commercial hit that everyone was looking for.
All right, finally.
Do you think Spider-Man gets a speeding ticket?
Pew, pew, pew.
Zendaya was on Jimmy Kimmel Live and Jimmy asked her, hey, have you ever gotten a speeding ticket? And she told this story.
Tom and I were rushing to a spin class with my mother. I was not going to do the spin class because I don't do that. We were going a little fast. We were running late. And they recognized that he was Spider-Man. And we were fine. We got a warning.
Oh.
And everything was okay.
But he's a crime fighter.
There we go. Spider-Man gets let off.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you, Pretty. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home, Brad.
It's Virgin Morning.
Holding me back. Gravity's holding me back. I want you to hold out the palm of your hand. Why don't we leave it at that?
Rossi loves when I make little mistakes like that. Did you hear it?
No.
Rossi loves it. He always... there's a lot going on. Firstly, I got little Tala on. She just turned 7 2 weeks ago. Hello, Tala.
Hi.
Happy birthday. You turned 7, did you?
Yeah.
So do you know what you want to do for when you finish school now? Because you're already 7. You know, you're a big girl now.
I don't know.
Nah, you don't know. Maybe you want to work on the radio one day? I think you'd be good on the radio.
I don't know.
Well, listen, good to talk to you. Everything good? Everything safe where you are after the big floods? Everything okay?
Yeah.
All right, you superstar. Well, happy birthday. Lots of love, okay?
Cutie.
Bye-bye.
We're totally surrounded by water.
What's that?
We're totally surrounded by water.
You're totally surrounded by water. She's like, yeah, we're all good. Mom's like, no, we're not. No, we're not. Lots of love. Happy birthday, all right? Happy birthday, and we'll talk to you soon. I've just got the footage out of, is it off Hefza around Umm Sakim?
Town Square, Umm Sakim.
Yeah, like Umm Sakim right now. I've just seen the traffic banked up. You got to go another way. My mate Shadi just messaged me, said it took him 45 minutes to do about a kilometer and a half.
So if you're going, it's Town Square on Umm Sakim Road D63 as you're going towards Motor City direction. And unfortunately, because Emirates Road is closed in the Mudan direction, there's a lot of backed up traffic all over there.
I mean, I didn't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. Like, if you don't have to go to work today, probably stay home one more day. That's what I'm. That's all I can. Because right now the traffic,
it's bad. Yeah,
it is getting heavy. It's not bad. It's getting heavy. Pretty. It's getting heavy. We will be okay. Things are opening up. The good news is the roads are open. They are functioning. It's just that there's a lot of us on the roads right now. Okay, schools are officially back. They do have an option of working from home, doing the schooling from home. But I think for many parents like myself and Rossi, we send our kids to school today.
Yes.
So just be wary. We'll keep you fully comprehensive with everything that we've got right now, okay?
Yeah.
So we'll get it going and we'll see how we go. Big delays on the roads. So just be wary. It's going to take you more time to get to work right now. So just do what you got to do. Do what you got to do. Chill. Be patient.
Can't do anything about it.
Al-Qudra Cycling all the way up from Umsakeem Street.
So that's D63.
So that must be like, you know, where they call it the stick, where you ride up the cycle lane up towards Al-Qudra. You know, that road there.
Yeah, I know where it is.
You know where everyone starts riding.
Correct.
From the roundabout. Then they ride right all the way up to Al-Qudra. So.
All right, if you're in that traffic right now, give me a call. I want to speak to you. 04871-5544. All right, 04871-5544. If you're stuck on the roads right now, give me a call. Let's do this together once again. Good news is we're free, as in like the roads are open. You know, on last Thursday and Friday, they were all closed. They had water on them. So well done to everybody involved who just got through this. 24/7, they've been working, pumping the roads, getting it, you know, going to where they had to go. But if you're stuck on those roads right now, where are you? 04871-5544. Teresa says Emirates Road not moving. Moving either.
Yes, so Emirates Road at that exit for D63 is completely backed up. Remember, ahead of that, behind Mudan, Emirates Road is still closed.
Okay.
So everyone's having to exit off and it's compounding.
All right, so Annie, where are you right now?
Morning, guys. So I left Town Square about an hour ago.
Okay.
And I've looped all the way around by Expo Road and I'm now in Sheikh Zayed. So basically around the Town Square area, opposite Arabian Ranches 1, the road is open. They only opened it about 12 hours ago, but there's only one lane open. So it's just chaos.
Yeah, it's just
and then on top of that, with 611 still being closed. But now Ibn Battuta, Sharjah bound, is completely standstill.
All right.
On Sheikh Zayed Road.
You know, it's crazy. At around 6:45 this morning, we were on. It was looking okay. It just obviously everyone's left to go back to work now.
Correct, yeah.
And go back into the office. Thanks, Annie. Thanks for the update. Appreciate it, guys. Mary, where are you and where are you stuck?
Hi, Chris. We're on the 311 trying to come off at the D63 to go to Safa Community.
Mm-hmm.
Usually takes about 8 minutes from Victory Heights. I've been in the car for 40.
Okay,
so just avoid... The water's gone. It's the sand on the road that the exit from 311 onto Hesser Street is closed.
Okay, all
right. All the traffic is moving forward.
Mary, thanks for giving us the update. Drive safe. Appreciate it. Zuhib, where are you?
So I'm on Umsakeem right now, just crossing Arabian Ranches 2 and both sides of the segment before and after. There is huge body of water.
Okay.
And we just stuck for that last 45 minutes here.
All right, my man. Thank you. All right. Well, as you can see, guys, the roads are busy. The roads are busy. We've got Samar, who's actually in Town Square right now. You're around that Town Square area. It is heavy around for you as well.
Yeah. Hi, Chris. Good morning to you guys. I left 7 o'clock and then I decided to turn around and send my kids home because it's crazy.
Yeah.
And the road is totally on the bridge. Is totally crazy.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, a lot of people are on the roads. Their roads are all open, but they're not functioning probably at 100% with some lane closures still going. No matter where you are, you're with us. We're sorry. You're stuck on Virgin Radio, the Chris Fade Show, for a little bit longer today. If there's anything that we can do to help you, please let us know. We're doing all we possibly can. You know, I wanted to run today's show like a normal show, but I don't think we're ready for that. Hopefully tomorrow we will be. If you need anything from us, our WhatsApp line always open. This came across my timeline the other day, and it made me laugh. It's a show out of the UK. It's called What Would Your Kid Do?
What would your kid do?
So what they do is they get a family who have obviously got kids, and it's like a game show. And on the game show, they were offering a free trip, all expenses paid to come to Dubai.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
That's nice.
Right? So literally, they have a kid of this family, mm-hmm. and they ask the kid, do you want a fully paid expense trip to Dubai, or... That's what you're going to hear and see what happens. Have okay, a listen okay, to this. Okay. And you, the camera is on the mum and dad the entire time.
Okay.
You could go on a family trip to Dubai.
Wow.
Have you heard of Dubai? Have you heard of that?
Is
that
no.
No? Well, let me tell you. Dubai is a tropical desert climate. Do you like it warm? Do you like a beach holiday?
Yeah.
Okay, let's have a look at option number two. You could go to Dubai or... You could stay at home with your very own giraffe.
A toy.
That's what I'm asking you. Do you want to go on a beautiful family holiday, or would you like that giraffe in your bedroom at home?
It's a
what
toy.
What do you think?
Come on, Laura. I want the giraffe.
No.
No. No.
She took the cuddly giraffe.
No.
She took a toy giraffe.
No.
A toy giraffe over the trip fully paid for the entire family to go to Dubai.
What was the parents' reaction?
They're just like, they're like, no!
Oh, no.
What a great idea. What would your kid do?
I love that.
Isn't that a great idea?
I loved. What a great show.
I feel like we got to do that on this show at some stage.
Yes.
Bring in the families.
Yes.
But you know what? I know that, like, people here will be, like, telling their kid, listen, you're going to go on this show, so.
Yeah.
You know, whatever they offer you, you make sure you take the holiday, the car, or the electrical appliances. You don't take any stuffed toys. Do you understand me?
Yes, Daddy.
No problem.
Love it.
4.4. Some of you are losing yourself in the car right now, going, I just got you out of here. Get me out of here. What's going on? Better be, you're better off in traffic than being in a flooded home, people.
Yeah.
True. You know what I mean? The people that would be loved. There's some people that would love to be stuck in traffic right now.
And do you remember when it was COVID time? We actually longed for traffic, didn't we?
I know, right?
Yeah.
I always try to put myself in that gratitude state where, like, if you're stuck in traffic right now, it might be because you're on the way to work, which means then you have a job, because there'd be people that don't have a job.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I always try to think like that. Where you? Because I sat down with the kids yesterday. I held a family meeting, guys.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Was everything okay?
Everything Someone was fine. Trouble? I just felt like I had to do the dad thing.
Right.
I just brought everyone in the room. And I was like, guys, we have to show more gratitude.
I like that.
I said, we're not showing enough gratitude. And I said, you know, I mean, I feel like I'm aware of it, but I felt like the kids don't. And some, I don't know, I just feel like we're not doing it enough. And I said, we're living, look at this house that we're in. It's not flooded. We should be grateful for that. You know, the chair that you're sitting on right now, one of the girls was sitting on the chair. We should be grateful for that chair that we're sitting on. We're able to sit on a chair. We have dinner being cooked at this moment.
Yeah.
We're not grateful for that. I said, I just bought you guys both a TV for your room. I think that's just a given. My kids aren't spoiled, but I just want them to understand
the value.
The value of it.
Yeah.
I think that's
lesson.
Really, really important that we don't do that enough. I know I don't. I don't tell my kids that enough. So I hadn't really had that conversation with them. They're getting to the age right now where they're understanding a lot more, you know. And so I said, Brianna was there, and you know, I was talking to Brianna, but I was talking to me as well. Like, I was talking to all of us. And then I go to our family motto, our family slogan is gratitude is our attitude.
I like that.
Right? I like it. Yeah, Brianna started laughing. So, like, I'm in this, like, real serious, like, all right, gratitude is our attitude. So,
like school.
And I'm like, stop laughing. This is not a moment to laugh. I go, why are you laughing? She's like, oh, I'm just think it's cute. I'm not laughing at any, like, I'm not laughing. I think what you're saying is right, but I'm only laughing because it's cute. So I then go, okay, gratitude is attitude. Then they all start laughing. And I'm like, stop laughing.
Aww. Say it together with me.
Hands in the middle. But I think we have to all do that. Because right now, many of us, we complain a lot. We all complain.
Mm-hmm.
I complain.
It's easy to do that, isn't it? You know, and moan sometimes.
We moan so much.
But sometimes, like, you need, like, a situation that, you know, that puts you back in your place.
Yeah.
You remember, you know?
Like, yeah.
something's happened to you, for instance.
Exactly. If your health, touch wood, was just to deteriorate in 24 hours, all of the things that we complain about, the traffic, even the flood.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, oh, it took me, I couldn't go to work. Oh, the car. Like, my car got destroyed. I was complaining about it. Like, I lost a car that I've got, right,
yeah,
in the flood.
Yeah.
And I was sort of complaining about it. And I thought to myself, I'm in a position where that's okay. I can afford to get another car. It's gone. But, like, if, God forbid, something happened to one of my children or my parents, like, that's what the complaints are, you know?
Yeah. You've done that before. You do have that attitude. You do have good gratitude, I think.
Well, I think we have to just do it as together right now, wherever you are. Now, some of you are like, shut up, Chris!
Yeah.
I get it. I understand it. But right now, together, we all do it. Gratitude is our attitude. Okay. Pretty together. Basma.
I'm ready.
Are you ready? All of us in our cars, wherever you've got us on, we're going to say gratitude is our attitude. Are you ready?
Ready.
One, two, three.
Gratitude is our attitude.
What's wrong?
Cancelled.
What's cancelled?
You know, nothing's cancelled. You know, cancelled music. DJ Dean Curtis, myself, you know, we performed at Untold, right? In front of around 40,000 people. Some say it was one of the best gigs there. We're a DJ duo that Rossi could have been part of.
But he said no.
But he said no to it because he wanted to have some drinks with some friends at the F1 back in the day.
Oh, and now it's a whole thing that you have created.
Oh, we've been
from that one decision.
We're possibly going to get booked again.
Wait, for what?
Management have cancelled, have just got in contact with me.
Is it a funeral?
Nope. Don't be jealous.
Where are you going to be?
Well, I'm just going to say, and I know Rossi likes this place because he's mentioned it to me. This is so
wait, good. You're going to be performing at a place that Rossi likes? This is too much.
This is all I want to say is I just want everybody, because we're all going to need to like just enjoy ourselves soon. I think we've been stressed for the last couple of days, right? Especially with the floods and everything. We're going to have May 3rd.
Okay.
All right.
It's very soon.
BCH. Oh. See? Look, I knew it was going to hurt him.
You're right. I do love that place. I've been there.
I knew that it was going to hurt him.
It's so cool. It's got... Oh, no. That's the place where they've got, like, tables that you can dance on top of at a beach club.
I just want everyone a pencil in their diary. I'm going to talk to DJ Dean Curtis today. Management's talking to management.
Ooh.
But cancelled music going to be performing at BCH.
I can't go fast enough.
I'm playing this right now because this is what I want to bring.
To break free from this the bond of
you. I don't know if you know Black Coffee, but he just sold out 15,000 people this weekend in Dubai.
To let go.
This is the vibe. We're gonna
can't see clear enough.
Rossi, you're allowed to come. I'll get you a couple of tickets.
Can I warm up for you?
No. But get ready, BCH Club. All right.
Thanks so much.
It's on the Palm Jamira's West Crescent. My people are talking to their people. Their people are talking to my people. We're talking to Virgin Radio. We are going to bring it. And it's just... Just enjoy.
10,000 miles to the end sky.
What are you going to do there?
Oh. Just wait.
No.
Come and see.
No, no, no. I won't. They don't need you there.
Come and see.
You're not needed. Microphones and dance
just
music.
Just think about the beach. We're gonna be on the beach, BCH, cancel music! Our next gig, people!
When is it again?
I paint the ceiling.
Turn the music down so we can talk.
May 3rd.
May 3rd.
Yeah. Loud.
I just want this song to play. This is Black Coffee, David Guetta. Just turn this ready. Ironically, it's called Tribe.
Sorry.
Which many of us are not doing right now. Ross, I'll get you your own table.
No.
I'm
going.
We've got all the pools there. We're going to kick off at around 6 o'clock at night, I think. I'm going to set this up. This is going to be big, man.
You don't even like going out.
I love this. This is like...
This is your vibe.
This is my vibe. We're gonna have like just everyone dancing.
I can't believe it.
We go by the name of Cancel Music. I better make sure Dean's available.
Oh, he might be worth asking.
No, he'll be all right. If not, Ross. Yeah. Do you know any other good DJs?
So messed up.
Keep going. See what happens.
Now, just in case, like, I haven't told Dean, so if he's not available, do you know any other good DJs?
Myself.
With these floods that have occurred, there has been definitely damage to vehicles. There have been damage to homes. Mm. Many of us are insured. I lost my car. From what I understand, my car's flooded. The engine's gone through. It's at the repair shop right now. I haven't even spoken to my insurance company. I've just got it to the shop.
Yeah.
I just didn't know what to do. But what do you do in a situation that you've lost part of your home? Your furniture, maybe your house, maybe your car. We've got Ludmila. Can I get the name out? Ludmila. I know the name. I just couldn't get it out. Ludmila, thank you so much for taking the time. You are a lawyer here in the UAE. We've spoken to you many times before. You're always trusted, and you always get the right advice out in the clearest possible way. Thousands of people would be affected by the floods. What rights do we have as residents living here if we've got insurance, for example, on our cars? Let's go to the cars, first of all. What can you tell us?
Well, so the default coverage under the UAE, it's called Unified Motor Vehicle Insurance Policy against loss and damage, expressly excludes natural disasters such as floods. However, it has to be declared, the event has to be declared as a natural disaster by the relevant authorities. In other words, if the recent floods were to be declared as natural disasters, then as per the default UAE insurance policy, any kind of damage to the car that was caused as a result of the flood would be expressly excluded unless there's an additional coverage.
Wow.
Again, the caveat. Yes, the caveats here if the event were to be declared as a natural disaster. But the coverage does describe, for example, natural disaster as floods. Mm.
So at this stage, hasn't been classified as a natural disaster?
Not that from our knowledge. On Friday, I checked with the UAE, I think, Emergency Crisis and Authority, and they had not, at least officially, declared this to be a natural disaster.
Wow. Okay. Interesting. So next time I get my insurance, I know what questions I'm asking. For many of us, when we get car insurance, we just go for like the cheapest. What have you got? Yeah, give me that one. That's fine. So I guess it's.
But I will tell you, even if you have a comprehensive car insurance, it expressly the UAE Unified Motor Vehicle Insurance Policy expressly excludes natural disasters such as floods, even for comprehensive insurances, unless you have an additional flood insurance.
So, like,
that's the default application.
All right. So, but basically, when you're talking to your insurance companies next time around, you can actually try to get, though, the natural disaster clause put in somehow. There would be some insurance companies that would have that covered, right?
An option for an additional coverage. It will be an additional coverage, right, for example, for natural disasters. Correct.
Wow. Okay. So
good to know.
Good to know these sort of things. Mm. I can't believe flood, though, is not in, like, I mean.
Well, it's a natural disaster.
But I would think it would be covered because that's what you would want, right? Like, because that's obviously you have a car accident. That's one thing. But,
yeah,
you know, the flooding right now for thousands of cars across the country who have, you know, for many people, they can't afford a brand new car. They can't afford to buy a car. What do they do? All right. So that's good to know. Let's wait and see if this is classified as a natural disaster. In the meantime, run it through your insurance company and good luck. I guess that's what I'm going to do. With the home side of things, what are our rights there?
There are two types of scenarios. One, if you actually three. One, if you own your property, mm-hmm. And two, if you rent the property. So, if for those who rent properties, the contents, anything, any damage to the contents within the property is their responsibility. Any damage to the property is the landlord's responsibility. Mm-hmm. Now, damage to the content would be covered by what's called a content insurance. However, in the UAE, it's not typical for renters to take content insurance. But those who would or who have done that would be covered by the content insurance. But it's only as far as the personal belongings that are located in the property itself. Any kind of structural damages to the property, that's the responsibility of the landlord. Now, for homeowners, those who actually own their properties, and there are two scenarios. One is that you can be covered by, if you have homeowners insurance, and once again, it's not very typical, unlike maybe the case with in other countries, Western countries in particular, a lot of homeowners here do not have homeowners insurance. But if you did have homeowners insurance, generally speaking, covers both the structural defects, any kind of damages to the property itself, plus the contents within the property. That's if you have homeowners insurance. Those who do not have homeowners insurance have potential two scenarios. One is if their property suffered damages as a result of construction defects, and it has not been more than 10 years since they took possession of the property, then they may have a claim against a developer under the UAE construction defect liability policy under the civil law. Those who whose properties are older than 10 years, and even if it's due to the construction defect, unfortunately, will have to cover those expenses themselves, unless, once again, they have a homeowner's insurance.
All right. Well, we've learned a lot from this. I guess you learn from experiences. Like, I don't have home content insurance. I will now go out and get this.
Yeah, you need this.
I just thought to myself, wow. Someone says, what is insurance for home? Insurance for home is, well, in an event that happened and your house is destroyed, the insurance company would then pay out the money so it would get repairs or the rebuild of your home or the parts within the home, be it the furniture, the TV, and all that sort of stuff. All right, Ludmilla, once again, she's a U.S. qualified attorney, founding and managing partner of LY Law Dubai. That's LY Law Dubai. LY Law Dubai. Anything else we need to know as residents here in the UAE? Is there anything else? Like, are there any more questions that you believe people should know or be answered right now?
Well, there are some claims about employment, because I know that a lot of employees were forced to go to work despite the warnings regarding the weather conditions and have suffered as a result, including, for example, getting stuck and having their cars get flooded and other types of damages they might have incurred as a result. That is also, there is in fact a specific law in the UAE, employment law, and that's in particular administrative decision number 19 relating to 2023, so it's a very recent law, relating to occupational safety, health and labor accommodations. And it, in fact, it expressly states that employers are obligated to ensure the safety of workers while traveling to and from their workplace, taking into consideration warnings issued by the National Center of Meteorology regarding the weather. So in other words, any employees who might have suffered as a result of their employers forcing them to come to work and suffer damages, there may be also recourse under the UAE employment law, and the violation of the UAE employment law in general can lead to penalties ranging to employers and ranging from 5,000 dirhams to 1,000,000 dirhams, depending on the violation.
Yeah, that got me. I spoke to a lot of people over the weekend. I put something on social media over the weekend of saying on the Friday show when we discussed that, employers, please don't ask your employees to go into work.
Yeah.
I got so many messages, and I got stopped in the street over the weekend, people being forced to go into work on that Thursday or Friday of last week, and then either not getting to work or spending 5 hours trying to get home. So the responsibility of the employer to make sure that your staff is safe and sound, and if not, well, there's a law with that, which I love. The UAE building got some great laws, and obviously looking after everyone here that live at residence. Ludmilla, thank you so much. As always, again, if you want to know more information or you need her services, you can hit her up. Again, it's LY Law Dubai. That's the business. We appreciate your time. As always, that is Ludmilla, our show lawyer. Good luck, guys. If you lost your car like I did, I hope you get it back somehow. We were hanging out with the guys at ASICS, right?
Mm-hmm.
Putting you in the chance of winning a trip to go to Tokyo, Japan. ASICS is the running shoe for the Olympics. They've got the Metaspeed, which has two variations, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Metaspeed Sky Sparrows. That's Sky Paris. That's for your stride running.
Yep.
And then you've got the Metaspeed Edge Paris for the cadence runners, right?
Exactly.
Rossi, you're the one that's run the marathon before. Tell us the difference between stride and cadence.
The cadence is the way you place your feet. The stride is all about how wide you've... I don't know.
You've run the marathon!
Yeah, but I didn't know what I was doing. I did three practice runs. That was it.
Well, I'll give you the real definition. Cadence running is between 170 and 180 steps per minute. It will reduce your risk of injury.
Right, okay. so smaller steps maybe.
Yeah, I mean, so listen, when you put an ASICS shoe on for a marathon or if just a running general, you will know it, right? You'll be able to know the difference.
Like every friend of mine who is a good runner always say that ASICS is the best ones.
And it's not just running either. Tennis as well. In fact, Novak Djokovic plays tennis wearing ASICS. So that's pretty cool as well. All of last week, we were putting you in the running. We've got two Emirates flight tickets to go to Tokyo.
All right. So we're going to give you two tickets, two airline tickets, return UAE to Tokyo, Japan. Dubai, Tokyo. I mean, Tokyo, I've been to Tokyo. It is one of the best cities in the world. Like, for a vacation, oh man. I mean, I think I did 5 nights. I needed more.
Yeah.
I needed more. It was so good.
Is it futuristic?
Oh, it's just, I don't know. The people are so cool. I don't know. It's
something
amazing
about it. Huh?
There's something about amazing. So if you listen to this show and you were part of it last week, it pays to listen to the Chris Fade Show. I don't know why you guys are all calling now. Like, I'm just going to give you this.
you're not.
You got to listen to the show. You got to listen to the show to win these tickets. We put you in the running last week. I'm about to make the call right now.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed.
Go. Are they going to? Oh, here we go. Oh, I guess they're not there. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Zane.
Did I wake you up, Zane?
Nope.
Where are you?
I was heading to work, but the street told me otherwise, so I head back home.
You were heading to work, you've seen the roads, it's turned you around. So are you back home right now?
Yes, I am, cuddling with my cat.
I love this, Zane!
Hey, Zane, it's Chris Fade, Pretty Malik, Big Rossi, Virgin Radio.
Hi, guys. How are you? Good morning.
All right. How are you feeling?
He's in cuddle mode right now.
Are you literally cuddling your cat right now?
Yes, literally.
What's your cat's name?
Archie.
Archie. Is it just you and Archie at home? Do you live together?
Yes.
Aww.
Is he a good housemate? Does he clean up after himself?
No, he's just living rent-free.
Rent-free right now. You're good throughout the floods? Everything okay with you?
Yes, all is good. My car just decided to swim the other day, but all is good.
Same with mine. Our cars went swimming together, maybe. Aww. There it is. Hey, Zane, you know, remember how we put you in that running with ASICS? You got 1,000 dirhams worth of ASICS gear, right?
Yes.
I'm just going to call you right now to say you just won a trip to Tokyo, Japan!
Oh, my God. Archie, did you hear that?
You know, Tokyo, Japan, home of the best cat cafes in the world.
Yeah.
You could possibly take Archie, you and Archie, on a romantic travel across Tokyo, Japan.
Oh my God.
How cool is that, huh?
Thank you very much, guys. I love you so much. This is such an amazing news.
Yeah, I love it. ASICS making it all happen. They've got two tickets returned from Dubai to Tokyo, Japan. Go and enjoy that. You can wear your Sky Paris Stride runners and go and walk across all of Tokyo, Japan. And you're going to love it. Have you ever been to Japan, Zane?
No, I've always wanted to, actually. It's one of my, like, want-to-go destinations.
It's, for me, it's top three destinations that I've traveled to in my entire life.
Love that.
Go and enjoy Tokyo, Japan with ASICS. Yeah. Congratulations!
Thank you so much.
Love it. All right, go and snuggle back on the couch with Archie.
Virgin Radio. 104.4. Pretty Malik's Gossip. With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
All right, we're talking Drake. What have you got?
So Drake dropped another Kendrick Lamar diss track over the weekend. It's called Taylor Made Freestyle.
Now, when you say the weekend, not the artist the weekend.
No, not the artist. It's called Taylor Made Freestyle. Taylor as in spelt as in Taylor Swift. He used an AI Tupac, an AI Snoop Dogg to create this song. Now, we obviously can't play a lot of it because of the language.
So hold on. He's got Snoop Dogg and Tupac. May he rest in peace.
Right.
AI.
AI, so it's dissing on
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar, but it's not. So what would Snoop Dogg's alive? Wouldn't he be like, hey, hold on a second?
Exactly. So first, let's hear a little bit of AI Tupac on Drake's diss track.
All right, here we go.
Kendrick, we need ya, the West Coast savior. Ain't Brady your name and some hip-hop history. If you deal with this viciously, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity.
Sounds like he's aged.
No, it sounds like Tupac. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Like, that's Tupac. Like that.
Kendrick, we need ya, the West Coast savior. Ain't Brady your name and some hip-hop history. If you deal with this viciously, you seem a little nervous about all the publicity.
Man,
he sounds a bit deep, though, doesn't he? His voice sounds a bit deeper.
I mean, it's AI, obviously, but it's like that's Tupac's voice. Okay, so he's got Tupac dissing out on him.
Then he's got AI Snoop Dogg, who's alive, dissing on Kendrick Lamar.
All right, so this is AI Snoop. This mustn't be easy to do, this AI voice. Snoop is so distinct.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Passed you the torch at the House of Blues, and now you gotta do some dirty work. You know how to move, right? Right? I know you've never been to jail or with jumpsuits and shower shoes.
I mean,
it sounds like Snoop Dogg.
Pretty good, man.
Now, then Drake finally decided to rap on his own diss track.
Yeah, shout out to Taylor Swift. Biggest gangster in the music game right now. You know, I moved my album when she dropped. I said that already. You know, she about to mini run, do a Millie Rock on your head.
He moved his album when he found out Taylor Swift was dropping her album, and she's the biggest gangster. I love that.
Yeah, shout out to Taylor Swift. Biggest gangster in the music game right now.
What's the song called?
You know, Taylor Made Freestyle. You know, T-A-Y-L-O-R. Like, so he's put this out. And this feud is just going back and forth, guys. Like, every day there's a new diss.
Do you think it's real or they're creating publicity?
Now I feel like it's just a publicity thing now. Like, as he said, he's about to drop an album. Someone's going to drop an album. And then it's going to be hype around it, you know? Oh, gosh. Here comes Chris Fade with his own diss track.
Now, Rossi and I and you, we're all going to throw it in now.
I'm not going to do
that. Ready?
Come on. Go, Russ. What are we dissing? Should we diss the floods?
No.
What?
Yo, I'm gonna rap it. Are you ready?
It's gonna go so bad.
Come on. It's how we do. Everybody know that Chris's nose is big. As big as Smalls. Yeah. He's got a nose so big and pointed. Lau, you wouldn't even let me do it.
I thought you're gonna. What are you dissing? You're dissing me.
Well, let's diss
each
other.
All right, diss me. Go.
Let's go to each other.
All right, go. Diss me. Go. Here we go. Start again. Go.
Yo, shout out to Chris Fade.
It's the voice.
With his man bun, yeah. The subway. Chris Fade's nose is really big.
He's writing lyrics. What are you doing? You've said nothing except Chris Fade's nose is really big the whole time.
That's the best bit. See if you can do any better. It's hard to rap to that song.
It's not. Biggest Smalls, Big Rossi.
Yo.
One was successful. Other one was a drop beat. Trying to be on the radio, but he's so weak. Went and got a hair transplant, but you can't see. This man's still bolded from the inside. He's got no heart, he's got no love. His kids are beautiful, but that's all he's got. I like his wife, his wife is so good. But Big Rossi, man, he's like the butt of my foot. It's stinky, it's round, it's everything that you thought. It's all prickly and I can't understand him of the thought. He likes to go for that team called Everton. They are beta, what? They're relegated, oh. Throw your hands in the air, Everton, relegated, oh.
Now just stop, that's too much now. That's too much. Stop. You do not bring Everton into this.
I spoke about your wife, you don't care about your wife. I don't get that.
Don't mess with Everton.
This is the Virgin Update. The strangest bit of radio I've ever been involved in.
I thought my diss was all right, though.
It was very personal.
I mean, I know, yeah.
That's what you're supposed, to do that.
I felt like it came like from the bottom of your soul, like you were holding it in for a very long time.
No, that's what you do.
It was deep within.
I mean, I was just joking about the nose. Your nose isn't that big, but wow, okay. Like, I think you've got some issues, man.
No, that's what you do in a diss track. You get personal.
Whoa, like a bit
that's
too
how
much.
You attack
like,
them.
It rolled off the top of your head as if you had it stored there.
I was in the mode.
Sorry,
call me Bugs Bunny.
If I've offended you, I'm
not
Bugs
Bunny. Why are we calling
What's his
you
name?
Bugs Bunny?
What's 8 Mile's name?
Rabbit.
Rabbit. Yeah, what's up, Doc? I don't know if Brittany's going to be able to do the news.
She's going
to
wrap it.
No, she can't. It's a, fuck me, fuck a dash bug bunny.
Isn't that Daffy Duck?
That's Daffy Duck. No, that's Daffy. No,
what's... No, sorry, the guy, Sylvester, wasn't it?
Sylvester, yeah. Fuck a dash. We're out of here. Before we get out of here, Eddie is joining us next. Eddie, you'll keep everyone up to date with what's going on with the roads and everything, man?
Of course I will.
All right, brother. How was your running from Sharjah this morning?
It was okay because I came in earlier. Okay. So, but right now, the traffic is crazy.
It's busy. Take it easy on the roads. We're back tomorrow with your pop quiz and more from myself, Chris Fade, and the team. Wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.